In April of 2020, the unemployment rate in Syracuse, New York spiked to an unheard of 17%.
I think that it's been widely covered and widely understood that there is a staffing shortage.
The nature of work is changing. The pandemic has made a lot of people do remote work.
The facts, the figures, the stories of our community.
We're looking at ourselves as a city and ourselves as workers in a different way.
This is City Limits, a working dilemma.
Businesses and manufacturers in central New York frequently say they have job openings, but the local workforce lacks the necessary qualified candidates with college degrees, specific skill sets, and certified job training. The job vacancy dilemma as educators and businesses looking to CTE, career and technical education, with many career pathways that students can explore. The non-traditional education focuses heavily on academic and technical skills and allows students to carve out their education plan and career path tailored to align with their own personal goals. The Syracuse City School District has implemented CTE at all five of its high schools and has also seen an increase in graduation rates. However, does the program really lead to success in getting youth on their career paths while also helping companies and businesses address the ongoing worker shortage? Hi, I'm John Smith, and this is City Limits, a working dilemma. Rogaya is a student at Henninger High School. Her coursework at the PTech Health Careers Academy raised her interest in the medical field.
Hello, my name is Rogaya Lameri, and I am a senior at Henninger High School, learning different body parts and exploring different models and human organs led me decide what is my career.
Now, she has big plans after she graduates from high school.
I applied to Syracuse University, and I'm going there in the fall. And hopefully, after I graduate, I go to Upstate Medical University. That's my goal.
This program in here, did this open the doors to you to make you realize, hey, this is what I really want to do? I want to pursue this further.
Yes. They helped me figure out what exactly is my interest. Because at the beginning, which is freshman year, I was just interested in becoming a doctor. But as I went through the help of freshman 100, 200, 300, made me realize what exactly I want to do with my life.
Sarah Alamary is also a senior in the health profession program at Henninger. She enjoys taking biology courses and is considering either becoming a pediatrician or a physician's assistant pediatrician.
The materials that we learned throughout this class, like, it made me more interested in the medical field, like the things that we learned, the different body systems, like the content itself. It made me, like, way interested in the medical field, so.
It's a reaction Ella Briand often hears from students. She has been running the program for 3 years now. Lessons are split up into labs and classroom settings.
So it's a division between working with their hands in the lab or working through a chapter of material. You know, the labs enhance what they do in the classroom.
Junior Tantan Nguyen agrees and says the labs have really made a big difference for her overall.
I really like the hands-on experience because I feel like that's a way I learn better, and it's also interesting to learn about the body.
According to Briand, the program has a good share of success stories for the class of 2022.
I have two that are going to take advantage of the PTech option at SUNY Broome for clinical laboratory technology, where they'll get their associate's degree paid through the PTech grant from New York State. The others are all going on to four-year colleges where they'll pursue their dreams. Some of them are medical, some of them are not, but they have a great foundation in the medical sciences to go and do whatever they want. And they've all taken anatomy and physiology at OCC, which is the foundation course or the basic requirement course that all kids need to take in a medical program. So they're in a good place.
There are a total of 6 PTech programs and 21 CTE pathways in Syracuse City Schools. Bruno Primorato is the Director of Career and Technical Education for Syracuse City Schools. We met at ITC, where CTE originally launched. He says the district offers a wide range of programs from culinary, cosmetology, auto tech, to more non-traditional pathways, including geospatial technology, computer information systems, and electrical and mechanical manufacturing. Primorano says the 27 career pathways the district offers is definitely an out-of-the-box approach and can be changed as the student experiences it.
We really want to break the mindset of what traditionally education looks and sounds like within a school building, and really break the walls of the school building as well. And our learning happens everywhere, whether it's at an employer site or whether it's in our building. The biggest part is applying what we're learning and what our teachers are teaching. In all of our pathways, there is a consistent thread. We teach the career-ready practices. And those are transferable skills that a kid can take with him or her, regardless of what direction they want to go in, whether they want to stay in the CTE pathway and content area that they've studied for 4 years while they were in high school, or whether they want to do 180 and do something idealistically different, whether they want to go to college, whether they want to go to the military, whether they want to go directly into the workforce, a mixture of any of those things. We want to make sure they're prepared. And we also want to make sure that they have the opportunities to decide what direction they want to go in.
Primorano says education was traditionally taught in silos, and CTE relies heavily on the experiential, hands-on approach to be more engaging.
Students don't perform as well as if education is done holistically. So if a student can learn some science and math within a tech program, for instance, and apply what he or she is learning, that application is going to stick with the kid more than if they're learning those three different contents in three different classes. You know, and it's a mindset shift for everyone in education. And it's not just for CTE, but it's all of education. It's looking at things differently. And rather than doing things the same way that we traditionally have done it, because that's the way we've always done it.
He calls CTE a mind shift for everyone in the education field to reset and break away from the model of what public education resembled for decades with textbooks and less experiential learning. Special guest speakers in the classroom are also part of the norm.
A building like ITC or PSLA that are full CTE buildings, if we have guests and visitors come in, we have career coaching events, we have job shadowings. That's part of the structure of the building. That's part of the culture that we're trying to create. That should just be a regular, everyday school day, not a special occasion, not just one thing that we do once in a while when we have a guest speaker come in. But we really want to build that connection between what our business, industry, community needs and what we are doing in school and our education and bridge that gap.
Primorano adds the experiences of bringing guests into school buildings is also responding to community needs for jobs, coupled with the call for skilled workers by business and industry partners. Syracuse City School students get introduced to CTE pathways in eighth grade. During summer vacation, they will get more of an introduction through the Summer Bridge program to give them and their parents a preview of the upcoming school year. Primorano says students in CTE pathways have higher attendance and earn more credits annually. He calls CTE real-world applied learning. The CTE welding program at Corcoran High School has been working on a long-term project this semester to provide some necessary training equipment for the school's football team. The instructor of the program is Jose Ocasio. The school has a dedicated welding lab with state-of-the-art equipment and individualized welding stations.
Right now I have a student giving it the final touches of paint, and then I'm going to call so that they can actually have it taken out of here. Students do everything from blueprinting to fabrication, mock-up, and then the actual welds. So I have a blueprint here of the chute. The chute is that big gray thing that you just walk by.
Uh-huh.
And then this is the blueprint for it. So they had to go to their math class and figure out the angles. So they did trigonometry, they did some geometry while they were designing it, and then they did some custom fabrication.
About how many hours is involved from this inception of the drawing of it to get the schematics out, and also, you know, all the time that's spent to put it together?
I want to say students have about a little over 100 hours right now. On the design. We meet usually two block periods because they're seniors. So we do 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. And then they've been working on this for about 3 months.
Ocasio says the kind of football shoots the school needed generally cost between $3,000 to $5,000. The welding team made a new shoot for just under $100. Senior Peter Gilbert has been in the welding program ever since his freshman year.
Originally, I didn't even know what welding was, but I got into the program and it just seemed fun. I figured out you could make a lot of money from it, and I started to like it a lot. And then we started to do internships, and I started to make money while I was in school still, so I liked that a lot.
I'm like, hey, this is all right, right?
Yeah.
That's great. So are there any particular projects that, you know, you really look back upon at your time here at Corcoran and say, man, these were really cool?
Yeah, me and Kevin and then another senior worked on the bench in a memorial garden for a little girl who had died at Roberts.
Was that an elementary school or something? Or?
Yeah, it's just across the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah. Your teacher told me about that. That's really cool. So that community component,
that's
quite something. All right, tell me about your plans going forward after you graduate from Corcoran.
I've been looking at the unions, specifically the pipe fitters. I think that'd be a good place for me to go. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to try to do.
It's the same kind of career exploration that led Gilbert's instructor to his main career path as a teacher.
I took a welding class in about 2010. I had already welded way before that. I used to work on cars and stuff like that, so I knew about welding and I knew how to weld, but I wasn't certified. And I actually finished my degree, and I decided to become a teacher.
Wow.
From there.
Ocasio also serves as an interpreter for the Onondaga County court system. One of the local companies with a national base of business for consumer audio technology repairs is United Radio in East Syracuse. Syracuse City School's PTEC student Apriya Scruggs has been learning the ropes of the initial check-in of home stereo audio receivers to confirm what features don't seem to be functioning properly.
So I inspect the unit and see what's wrong with it, then I give off to one that will fix it.
Apriya has been in her current job for 2 months and caught the attention of her boss, technical supervisor Brad Wiley.
She's very focused. I like her a lot. She comes to work, she works, and she goes home, and she asks really good questions. So, you know, again, our plan is to grow her technically so that we can utilize what I hope to be is a really good, talented employee.
What types of things were transferable hiring her and seeing that she has certain skill sets that would fit in well in your workplace?
A lot of it had to do with just understanding the technology. So, you know, when she came in and we started showing her what she was going to be doing, she understood it and took to it right away. We understand that, you know, good troubleshooting technicians don't grow on trees. We actually have to teach people how to do it. As long as they have the basic knowledge about components, we can teach what I call the art of troubleshooting, because it really is kind of an art. You know, you have to know where to start, how to get to the end result that you need, and what components to replace. And that's something you learn by, you know, experience and having somebody else, you know, help you along the way. Like, here's, start with the power supply and look here. And that's what she's currently doing. I'm, you know, hoping a year or two from now she's at a troubleshooting bench and she's troubleshooting, you know, goofy consumer electronic problems.
Wiley credits the Syracuse City Schools CTE program and Apriya's impressive resume for landing an interview at United Radio.
You know, educational training, that the programs she went through, but also some of the stuff she did outside of school, you know, like public service and things like that. And, you know, she was very, very involved with the community. And, you know, we like that here at United Radio. So that was one of my deciding factors on bringing her on board.
Apriya is currently taking a gap year to gain professional work experience and plans to go back to school to earn college credit towards an associate's degree at OCC. ITC Principal James Natoli says CTE and PTEC pathways open up options for students with transferable skills.
We do have many students that, at their senior year, they might have been in culinary for 4 years. They may not decide to stay in culinary, but they have that background, and they have that for the rest of their lives. Some of our students that may be in media or other pathways receiving college credits, those credits are transferable whether they want to move on to stay on with OCC or move on to a four-year college. So a lot of those opportunities are there for our students, and so many of our students take advantage of those opportunities.
He adds that CTE students in Syracuse City schools have been able to land jobs right out of high school because of their skill sets and education.
We have students at that level that have been provided entry-level positions at some of these companies working with our business partners. We have students while they're at OCC or after they receive their associate's degree at OCC being hired on by our business partners. And then we have students that go on to four-year institutions doing a great job in the college. And that's the other part, that our school prepares a lot of those students for college, because many of our students are going to OCC on the campus, taking classes in the classrooms with OCC professors junior year, senior year of high school. When they go to a four-year college, they already know how to navigate a college campus. They know how to advocate for themselves with the college professors.
And for that reason, Natoli says students at ITC are learning plenty of college-ready skills in high school. Back over at United Radio, Mike Fabry is the operations manager for the automotive division. His team is constantly repairing car radios sent in from all over the country.
This is from a car dealer, so this one actually came in from a car dealer near Allentown, Pennsylvania. So we've actually sent the unit to him. He exchanged it in the customer's car, and then he sent it back to us, and then this one will be repaired by the technician and then placed on our shelf, so the next order that comes in, we'll be able to send this to the next customer.
So they're essentially getting a new radio, and then this one, meanwhile, stays here, gets repaired, and then it just gets recycled.
Recycled, yeah.
Fabry visits ITC and works with 9th and 10th graders and has noticed something transformative over time.
And then as they become sophomores and juniors, they start to branch off to the direction that they want to go to. And that's where we bring in the electrical engineering students mostly. We try to get them in so that they understand how a unit is designed, how the unit is serviced, how it operates. You know, those are the things that we want them to look forward. And it's not just electrical, I mean mechanical students as well. We've had some students that come in who have been mechanical technology, but they see the electrical and they like that better. So I think that the earlier on that you can get them to be part of those groups and part of the equipment and part of the, it might give them a little bit better direction of which way to go. So that's why it's great to have them in and, you know, just sit down with us and work on the different things with our supervisors and our tech leads. And I think that gives them a good direction to find.
Fabry says the company welcomes juniors and seniors for tours, and it also introduces them to what a working environment looks and feels like. A recent graduate of the PTEC Mechanical Engineering program earned his high school degree and associate's degree from OCC. Now he's already working for a high-tech company that produces sensors. And he's not shy.
So let me introduce myself. My name is Khalil Davis. Well, I graduated PTEC in 2021 in December. I did all 5 years. PTEC, honestly, it is a great opportunity to be part of, especially if you're in the mechanical engineering field. It's like, you know, why not be a step ahead of the others? Because that's the whole point of it, you know? You want to do everything fast and early and actually get hands-on experience, then that's the way to go. And then Inficon also gave me a great opportunity to, like, put my skills to the test, you know?
Khalil has genuine excitement for the work he performs in his role at Inficon. He's been working there since January.
I make iron sources, and these iron sources go on top of these sensors. It's, like, one part of the whole process, you know? Everybody works as a team to make sure these sensors get out and they're testing right and, you know, everything's in good shape.
The types of sensors produced at Inficon include residual gas analyzers and refrigerant sniffers. Khalil is taking a gap year before he starts college and wants to earn a four-year degree and is considering Syracuse University or SUNY Polytechnic Institute. He feels he has already grown at Infocon and improved his engineering skills. He first went to tour the company during his junior year in high school, and that's when he was introduced to his future boss, who led the tour. Steve Bedford is a manufacturing production manager and oversees testing technicians and a process engineering team. He says providing students with tours is extremely valuable.
It makes that excitement build. You know, you can see it grow. You can see them ask questions. You can see them looking through. We're a clean room environment here, obviously. You can see them looking through the clean room and see that spark, right? That I want to get my hands on that. This is what we're doing it all for. So it's very exciting. So we give a lot of tours like that. We get the kids involved and here's our next step. Here's what we can do. Here's what you can do. You know, sky's the limit.
Is the position in which you have Khalil in right now just perfect for pairing up skills that he learned at ITC?
Absolutely. We currently have probably, I'd say, anywhere between 37 to 42% of our technical workforce that we have now from Khalil's program, as well as some other like programs from other educational systems. It works perfectly. It really lends itself well to this level of technology that we quite honestly need, that level of understanding, that level of attention to detail. It really has worked out fantastic for Infocon, and we certainly hope to continue that.
Khalil says he is grateful to get a head start with his education by earning a college associate's degree while in high school, and knows of other students excited for their careers. And they also plan to transfer onto four-year colleges. And he has some advice for them.
It's more hands-on, and it's going to resonate. But you got to be dedicated to this field, though. You can't just be like, I'm going to just do it. I mean, you could do it, see how you like it, but you got to know you want it.
Whether CTE career pathways will really lead to addressing the worker shortage in Syracuse and Central New York remains to be seen, as the program is still relatively new locally. The State Department of Labor in Syracuse doesn't have the data to make a direct correlation of students that began in CTE and are now in jobs that require certain skill sets. However, there are positive signs.
It's positive that students and job seekers are learning the hands-on technical skills that are in demand in our region, especially as older workers, baby boomers retire. We are definitely going to see that demand for new workers to enter these kinds of hands-on industries.
That's Department of Labor Associate Economist Karen Napik-Scalzo. She says the local area has recovered well from the jobs we lost during the pandemic and needs to make up the remaining 4% of jobs lost. The total non-farm jobs increased by 6,500 over a year's time to boost the growth rate to 2.2%. The unemployment rate for Syracuse in March was 3.9%, and that's good for job seekers.
So unemployment rates have been trending low here in our region, and employers are really seeking workers across a broad spectrum of skill levels, as well as industries and occupations.
She adds that computer and electronic product manufacturers in particular are in need of engineers. Local businesses and manufacturers say they value the career and technical education in Syracuse City Schools and encourage other businesses to join and mentor students. For City Limits, I'm John Smith.
Thanks for listening to City Limits, a production of WAER Syracuse Public Media. You can find more about the project and listen to archived episodes at citylimitsproject.org.